Hello everyone, I'm Uncle Hans. Welcome to the My Stories of Chinese Characters series. In this episode, I will explain the Chinese character gu for drum and share the story behind the drum character. One of the musical instruments was a drum. Here we see a lacquered drum. It's not a real drum. On the bottom it has a base, a pedestal, and on the top it has some sort of a decoration. We're not really sure what the decoration used to be, but up above here we have the ancient character for drum. We have two parts. On the left hand side you can see the actual drum, and you see this, the component of this word is pronounced zhu, and it can be found in a number of other characters. On the right-hand side, we have a hand which has a drumstick hitting the drum, and you can see the hand and the remnant of the drumstick on the right-hand side. This is the character gu for drum. So now we're going to a special place where we can see a real drum and how it's used. Today we come to Lu Village in Henan Province. The villagers here still have the custom of drumming. I will visit a local drum heir to learn more about the history of drums.
What's so special about that Lu Chun drum?
Drums were a morale booster during the war. In a war, warriors would beat them before making the charge. It's uplifting, makes people want to charge forward. They lift spirits up, let warriors know it's time for war. They help find the courage to kill the enemy.
When did you start learning this?
From childhood, we always heard it. And then I learned gradually. It's all been handed down from generation to generation. Everyone can learn it.
The Lu Chun drum we just saw was used to cheer on the army. The first drum was used as a musical instrument. The pottery drum of the Yang Shao period is the oldest drum ever unearthed in China. When we look at the shape, there is a big difference between this drum and a modern drum. The original drum was made of pottery with an animal skin wrapped over the end. When you hit it with a wooden stick, you make a sound like peng. Peng is how the Chinese describe the sound of a drum. In Chinese, the sound of thunder is represented by the characters peng peng, which is supposed to resemble the sound of thunder, and tu tu, which is supposed to resemble the sound of the pulse of nature. The ancients believed that the sound of the drums was the sound of nature, a sound that the gods could understand. The ancestors used drums to pray for good weather and a good harvest. The emperor would also beat the drum to please the gods before a sacrifice. Drums, which were important in ancient times, have developed into a large family of different kinds of drums. The Fengyang flower drum, the Ansai waist drum, and the northeast drum, and others. The drum has changed, but it is still a drum. Today, the battle drum has disappeared from the battlefield, but it still appears in major competition. For example, in the traditional Chinese Dragon Boat Festival, each dragon boat has a drummer to match the rhythm of the trumpeter and the oars. The simple sounds of ancient times are now played louder and brighter, and it is no longer a simple, natural sound. Different regions have their different traditions. Now in China, the sound of drum music can be heard in all regions, both north and south of the Changjiang River. We are still inspired by the sound and rhythm of the ancient drum. Thanks for listening to this episode of My Stories of Chinese Characters. I'm Uncle Han Zi. In the next episode, we will interpret the Chinese character Jian Bu for divination to understand how Chinese perform divination. If you like the show, please give us a rating or a review. You can also check out the video version of this show at youtube.com/learnchinesefor fun. See you next time.